Are you looking to optimize your mindset and lifestyle for success in today's business world? You're in the right place. This is where you get to build your freedom through promoting through Facebook and selling on Amazon. Welcome to Actualize Freedom with your hosts, Wilson and Danny.
This is Actualize Freedom, the no bullshit podcast for hacking your freedom through selling on Amazon and lifestyle optimization. My name is Danny Carlson.
And my name is Wilson Lee. Today we're going to be sharing with you how to calculate your profit, the Keystone pricing model, and really how to create a process to avoid wasting time. And we're also going to be sharing with you our all-time favorite profit calculator. Now, what is a profit calculator? This is basically a spreadsheet that we've made, including all the costs of doing business there. We're talking about product costs with a supplier. We're talking about shipping costs, duties, Amazon fee, everything all in this powerful Excel. So all you have to do is plug and play. You know, this is an Excel that we use and we utilize all the time to figure out whether we have found a winning product or not.
Yeah, I mean, the profit spreadsheet really just saves you a whole bunch of time. Like, you can either just get a calculator out yourself and just, like, you know, go through all the motions, or you can just plug all the numbers that you get into the spreadsheet. So, I mean, you still do have to actually find out what these numbers are. So, you know, Amazon fee, there's some tools you can use to find the actual Amazon fee for that product. So, I mean, even Jungle Scout will do this. You know, the good product research tool. You go onto the Amazon page, open up Jungle Scout, and it'll tell you what, you know, your closest competitor is paying for their Amazon fee. So then you go and then put that into your spreadsheet. And then same thing with duties. You know, you can go to dutycalculator.com. We'll be sharing some hacks with you guys on how to actually do that for free. But yeah, just actually find out the actual duty, what it's going to cost, put it into the spreadsheet, shipping costs. And once you get all of that in one place, it'll show you the numbers like your profit margins. You know, what is your ROI, your return on investment? All just figuring it out for you. You know, it's all about leveraging tools and, you know, not doing more work than you have to, because I don't know about you, Wilson, but I don't like to do work that I don't have to do.
Exactly. And that's the reason why we find this spreadsheet so powerful. We're basically putting up like four or five different websites and different resources together at one place, creating formulas so you don't have to think. So all you have to do is plug and play. And that's the reason why we've utilized this spreadsheet for ourselves. And I mean, we'd definitely be happy to share it with you guys. If you guys want to have access to the spreadsheet, definitely go to actualizefreedom.com/resources. Now, I know, like, it's something that we really preach on is the Keystone pricing. Can you tell us a little bit more about what is the Keystone pricing and what exactly does it mean and why is it so helpful?
Yeah, I mean, so the Keystone pricing model, I don't know who actually came up with this, but this is popular, you know, in retail business world, I think is where it was coined. But basically, you want to be able to sell something for four times landed costs. So a typical framework you could use to calculate that is take your supplier costs, like whatever you're actually paying the supplier per unit, add $2 as a general guideline for shipping and duties, and then four times that price is what you should be able to sell it for. So if you, let's say that your product costs $5 each and you add the $2 for shipping and duties, that's $7 times four would be $28. So if you can't sell it for at least $28, let's say your competitors are all selling it for $15 or $20, then you probably shouldn't sell that product. So what it is basically is just a really fast framework just to, you know, very quickly see whether or not it's actually viable to sell a product. So, I mean, again, this is really rough. This is not an accurate way to do it. It's just like a general framework to really quickly see if you're out to lunch or not. So we do have a spreadsheet for this as well, which you can also find on actualizefreedom.com/resources.
Yeah, and I mean, understanding this principle is super helpful, because a lot of times when you're looking at the pricing of a product, you don't have the time to go in and figure out all the costs and whether it's going to be viable and whatnot. So having these mental calculations that you can have would give you a ballpark range of whether this product is viable, whether this supplier is just out of the whack in terms of the pricing, or is it reasonable and whatnot. If it's not reasonable, if it's not realistic, don't even bother messaging them, because, you know, you guys would not be a good fit. You know, like what Danny was saying, if everyone else is selling at $15 and you know your cost is $5, for a fact, there's no way you can make this product successful or not because the sourcing is just way too expensive. And if you do end up reaching out to suppliers, you know the target price already. You know if there's going to be negotiating power because you know your margins so well. So this is just a principle that you can have in the back of your mind. So whenever you're looking at the pricing, you can just make some quick calculations to see whether these suppliers are for real or not.
Oh yeah, totally, guys. And we're looking for products that are, you know, around the 40% profit margin range. We're not some big giant company that can afford to make a 5% profit margin. You know, unless you have $5 million sitting around, you're not going to be making anything off a 5% profit margin. So this is a good framework for that. Up next, we're going to be talking about creating a process. So when it comes to product research, a process is super important because if you don't have one, you're going to be wasting so much time. So basically what you want to be focusing on is ordering your product research steps from the shortest time investment to the longest. So what this does is that it allows you to not waste time on the super long steps when you haven't done easy due diligence that could eliminate a product first. So for example, here's just a really brief example here. You want to first check the sales volume of Jungle Scout to see if the sales volume is right for you, because that's a super quick thing to do that takes a couple seconds. Like, if no one's making any money at a product, you don't want to actually, you know, you obviously don't want to do it. And then maybe number two would be put it into the Keystone pricing spreadsheet to see if the pricing is totally out to lunch, because a lot of the time you're going to put the information into the Keystone pricing spreadsheet and you're going to find out that your target price for this product is like -$10. And it's obviously you can't make that work. And then number three is a little bit more work. You check to see if it's a prohibited product on Amazon. So you kind of go look at that, do a couple patent searches to see if your product is patented, and then like a Google trend search to see if there's a downward trend. And then, and only then, once you've gone through all the easy steps that don't take very much time, then you go into more in-depth stuff like analyzing your competition, you know, open up a bunch of your competitors' listings and kind of see who is doing well. And I just want to say again, guys, this is part three of the product research. We're doing three full episodes. So if you haven't seen the first two episodes, make sure you go back and check out episode 4 and episode 3 to get up to speed, because we cover a lot of good points there as well.
For sure. And you know, during this podcast, we share a lot of like tips, hacks, and tricks of, and our experiences of dealing with Amazon and newly starting an e-commerce business. Now, we also really like to dive into lifestyle optimization stuff. Like, these are the biohacks. These are the stuff that allows us to perform at our best, you know, whether it be mentality or whether it be physically. You know, so for us, this is a long game. And we talked about setting up an e-commerce business is not a get-rich-quick scheme, right? So you need to be able to have measures and stuff in place so then you prevent yourself from burning out. And really, really important thing that me and Danny both preach on is having a set exercise schedule. You know, you got to treat yourself and your body right in order for you to be able to perform at your highest peak. We're not talking about a sprint here. We're not talking about, you know, just binge researching for 2-3 days and you're done, right? We're talking about long-term, consistent, always, we're just working on the business all the time. So to prevent ourselves from burning out, we exercise a lot. And for me personally, I love playing soccer. I practice 2 times a week and I play competitively over the weekend. We have a Sunday league and I also work out 2x a week. You know, it just keeps my mind focused and keeps myself sharp, you know, doing something that I really, really enjoy. And it's also my way of coping with, you know, the insane schedule and the insane workload that I have, you know, because during these exercise, my mind is actually lost in the activity, and it just allows me to release a lot of stress and allows me to be sharp when I'm at work.
Oh, totally. And like, this is a really tough lesson for a guy like me to learn, because I'm the type of person that likes to just push as hard as I can, you know, just like work super long hours on the business, like try to like make the most progress possible, get it all done. And that's good for, you know, a few days at a time, or like maybe up to a week. But I mean, one lesson I've learned is that you just constantly hit that burnout over and over again if you don't actually take the time to get some good exercise, and not only exercise, but enjoyable exercise. So like for me, what I really like to do is like mountain biking. I like to go out in the forest and, you know, get some thrills that way. I'm a big downhill longboarder, you know, just bombing down crazy roads and, you know, gets my adrenaline going and gets my exercise going. Also gym a couple weeks for myself. So, and I found that creating a weekly schedule actually can optimize that a lot for me. So, you know, just try out a different cadence and like different activities. What's going to work for you? Because what works for someone else is not is not good for you. So maybe someone requires way more exercise than someone else. You know, maybe your body recovers slowly. You just got to figure this out for yourself.
For sure. You know, so at the end of the day, you need to make sure that you take action. Go to our website and download the profit calculator, the spreadsheets, and start finding and inputting costs for the business. And just play around with the spreadsheet. You'll be able to understand your business much more by understanding the cost that is involved, right? Follow where the money is, right? Understand your costs and understand all these things that would require you to think about. And yeah, also download the Keystone pricing spreadsheet. And this allows you to quickly get into the mind frame of whether this product or this pricing is good enough for you to make proper margins. And third and lastly, create a process for yourself to stop wasting time, you know, waste the least amount of time on products that won't work, right? And these are the process that allows you to be able to maximize the return on your time invested.
And also, guys, set up your exercise schedule. Just try out an exercise schedule that you think you'll enjoy, then change it based on your results during your next weekly goals analysis. And we're also opening up our new fitness program. No, just kidding. But seriously, guys, exercise schedule, super, super important. So on the next episode, we're going to talk about using Alibaba to find your suppliers, how to actually reach out to these Chinese suppliers and find the person who's going to manufacture your product. So as always, guys, you can check out the show notes over at actualizefreedom.com/5. If you don't want to actually take notes, we've done it for you. And, you know, the best way to say thank you is to go to iTunes and leave us a review. We really love to hear your feedback on the show. And if you've gotten any value, the one way that you can say thank you is to leave us a review on iTunes.
Yep. So we'll see you here at the next episode. Have a great day.
Peace.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Actualize Freedom with Wilson and Danny online at actualizefreedom.com. If you like today's episode, please review and subscribe, and we'll catch you next time.